From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The supply chain crunch continues to impact California farmers looking to ship products overseas. The California Cotton Ginners and Growers Association says farmers and shippers are facing a financial squeeze as they struggle to get cargo on outgoing vessels from crowded U.S. ports. Shipping delays are also impacting California tree nuts, of which 70% are exported. Meanwhile, a national truck driver shortage is also affecting delivery of farm commodities. The USDA is issuing roughly $270 million in pandemic assistance payments to eligible contract producers of livestock and poultry who applied for help. Earlier this year, the Farm Service Agency identified gaps in assistance, but USDA then released an improved program for contract producers to help fill those gaps. The Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021 provided funding for payments to eligible livestock and poultry producers for revenue losses from January 1, 2020 through December 27 of this year. The European Parliament has approved the biggest reform to their farm subsidies in decades. Reuters says the vote switches much of the cash subsidies to smaller farms and rewards producers who use more sustainable farming methods. The common agricultural policy has been criticized for years over the way the bulk of EU ag subsidies went to large landowners and industrial ag firms. Backers say the reform will change that.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.